Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Some of us here were talking about how Chad Gable was gonna beat Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship, but no, that didn't happen. Instead, habang nagse-celebrate si Sami at ringside with his family, he was literally kissing or like hugging his wife, and then Chad Gable grabbed him from behind, hit him with a German suplex, in-ankle lock pa siya nang nakapatiwarik dun sa top rope right in front of his crying wife. So that was a great heel turn to end Monday Night Raw. It kind of reminded me of the NXT takeovers of old where kala mo Chiron na, diba? That was my fake out pala, like Triple H would regularly do.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Romaran, Chino Liao, and Emil Nate checking in. Si Glenn Dill, aga-aga, gusto agad mag-Pokemon One Piece Voltes 5. If you weren't there at the MWF tapings, you missed out on probably the stupidest and yet simultaneously the best chant I've ever heard in local wrestling.
And a bear ass.
And a bear ass. Yeah. Yes. Lahat yun. Nakita natin.
Actually, meron din yung FPW, but neither here nor there.
What is it with last Sunday and bear asses? Why?
Was
there
kasi
something in the horoscope or something na no, dictated na, oh, Mercury retrograde or some shit, let's bear our asses today?
Ba, ang sasabihin ko na lang is, buti na lang nagda-double underwear na yung mga wrestlers. Nakaiwas sila sa wild wardrobe malfunctions.
Okay. All right, we got a stacked card for tonight. Marami tayong pag-uusapan as usual. But thank you for joining us for yet another live stream of the Wrestling Podcast. We have a lot to talk about for tonight, so let's start off with Quiz Night. That is how we're celebrating 10 years of the Wrestling Podcast. So yung anniversary natin gaganapin sa Saturday. That is 4:20. And as Chino said last week, we will get high on wrestling trivia and knowledge at Hobby Stadium in New Manila.
And chicken skin.
Oh, and yeah, chicken skin. Tama yan. Tama yan. So yung Hobby Stadium, it's located along Doña Gemma Avenue, corner E. Rodriguez. May parking pero very limited. So if you're bringing a car, it might help to be early. Ito yung prizes natin, by the way. Our first prize, whether you're competing on your own or with a partner or as a trio or as a stable, our prizes will not change. So the first prize is that CM Punk flag t-shirt you see on your screen. That Rhea Ripley bath towel, para in the words of Chino, pwede mo na rin apakan si mami. That Cody Rhodes replica weight belt na pwede mo ipanghampas sa Cody Rhodes ng buhay mo if you're feeling like you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That LWO armband and the John Cena beanpo. Perfect na perfect dahil tayo lagatak ang pawis ngayong summer. So that is first prize. Second prize, we've got this Jey Uso Yeet t-shirt and this Roman Reigns action figure. So unbox siya. Don't expect na box siya. But that's courtesy of our friends from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles. And yung third prize, na wala tayong picture kasi we're not sure which box yung papamigay ng Hobby Stadium. But they are committing to giving away or to give away a box of WWE trading cards. So lahat yan, part ng haul natin for quiz night on Saturday. Entry fee natin is 500 pesos for our regular ticket. May discounted rates tayo for our patrons. Kasi syempre, patrons natin sila.
You can technically sign up for Patreon now and then get the discounted rate on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Gusto mo mga grepa, diba? Gusto mo may grepa, di go. Mag-sign up kayo sa Patreon. Tapos, punta kayo sa quiz night for the discounted rate. Oh, diba?
But do they really save money? Like, convert
well, money? You know, yeah, they do not. Pero, but there are other benefits which Emil will get into.
Oh, to answer Eunice's question, yes, the ticket comes with a plate of chicken skin. Kasama na yun. So,
yep.
Part na yun ang babayaran ninyo.
Whether you're okay, a patron or a regular, you will get a plate of chicken skin. And solid yung chicken skin nila.
Yes, we swear by it. We promise. All right, since we mentioned the Patreon program, Emil, let them know what other benefits they have other than discounted tickets to quiz night.
Yeah, so aside from that, you'll get more benefits, of course. And also, you're supporting the pod in its 10th year. Again, we're celebrating that this weekend. There's the link right there below. It's patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5. So aside from perks like the discounted tickets, you also get to join in on our Discord where it's really fun. Like, sobrang nakompleto yung araw ko just looking at the Discord and discussing about everything, not just wrestling, but life in general. So you'll get to enjoy that. Of course, you'll also get the review content of the weekly wrestling shows. I think all of us at this point are writing some sort of a review. I say madaming wrestling talaga na nagaganap every week. And also you get some preferential rates on the pasabays, which I think we will discuss after this. The new batch has opened. So if you're a patron, you'll get some preferential rates on the service fees. And again, by subbing to our Patreon, you're supporting everything that we do here on the pod. Again, going strong, going into its 10th year. So again, it's patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
All right. We mentioned the pasabay. So yun, yung pasabay batch natin, bukas na siya. If you want to get authentic wrestling merch from WWE Shop or Pro Wrestling Tees, Shop AEW, wherever you want to get your wrestling merch, pati yung mga wrestling adjacent sites like Roots of Fight, Homage, lahat yan, pwede nating pagbilhan natin yan, di ba? Basta tinatanggap yung credit card natin, we can use it on those sites and we can organize that group buy happening over the weekend. The link is on your screen, tinyurl.com/pasabay April 2024. Shout out to one of our patrons, LJ, isa rin sa mga regular natin sa ating monthly or you know every so often na pasabay dito sa Wrestling Podcast. One final thing we got to remind you of is we got to promote Blast TV. So happy row noises. Take it away.
Mama Rhodes, Blast TV. Let me learn you, Mama Rhodes. I mean, everything is on Blast TV. Every main roster show, WWE, Raw, SmackDown, NXT is on Blast TV. Traffic in the Philippines in Manila is so bad that I get to watch Blast TV while I'm driving. Don't worry, may holder on a phone. It's a dashboard ko. So that's what I look at when I'm stuck in traffic. So that's how I keep up now with everything because I don't have to wait anymore. Thanks to Blast TV, it's streaming right there. Legit siya. I don't have to go through ads or any, or, you know, not yung disruptive yung pop-up ads. Oh, yung aso, yung ano, yung mga ganap sa watch wrestling, all that stuff. It's gone right now because I'm watching my favorite or the shows I have to watch, the main roster shows I have to watch right there on Blast TV, app.blasttv.ph on desktop, on your browser, or the Blast TV PH app on your mobile devices. It is free for Converge and Globe at Home subscribers. Yo, Mama Rhodes. And it's 179 pesos for everyone else. It's really, really cheap, y'all. Let's support this kasi wala pa tayo sa Netflix. Tagal pa yun. And we don't know when that's going to happen. So until then, please let the people, the good people over at Blast TV know that we are watching and we are subscribing to them. We are giving them money for WWE content. And may ibang content din. May ibang sports, NFL, UFC is also showing on Blast TV. Satanta Sports is having NBA on there and other football games as well. So all the things you want to see, even the Fast and Furious series, all there on Blast TV. Go check it out, y'all.
Mama all right. Okay, let's get to some wrestling talk. We're going to start with WWE and some unfortunate news for one Rhea Ripley. So, nirelinquish ni Mami yung Women's World Championship because she was injured, and yung balibalita is that it was caused by the backstage attack by Liv Morgan. So, apparently yung exact moment where Liv Morgan shoved Rhea's head first, diba? Dito dun sa wall, dun sa hallway or corridor, AC joint daw ni Rhea yung na-injured. So, apart from the wrist injury na iniinda na raw niya, she has to take surgery or have surgery and be out for like 3 months or something like that. So, yun. We're gonna have a new Women's World Champion by next week. And this sucks kasi Rhea Ripley was on a hell of a run. She was on a tear for the last year or so. And it's really unfortunate na this is how her dominant run as Women's World Champion has to come to an end. So, Chino, you know, who do you wish would have beaten Rhea Ripley had she not gotten injured?
Sana si Becky nung win niya. That would have been a pop, diba? Kasi the Mania's only been, what, a week away? So sayang din na talungan niya si Becky Lynch on the biggest Mania of them all. But then all of a sudden, she'll have to bow out because of injury. So unfortunate news for Mommy here. But I think really, if anything, it just opens up the door for her to come back stronger in the however many months she's gone. If I imagine the comeback pop that we get from seeing Rhea Ripley back on our TVs again after so many months. So yun lang yung the bright side that we can look forward to as wrestling fans.
They were promoting on Raw this week na may bagong champion na by next week. So Emil, who are you going to put your money on?
I'm going to put my money on Liv Morgan. Because they've been building up this this program between Liv and Rhea. And at this point, Liv is the only name that I could come up on the top of my head as the one that who should win the Women's Championship. Because by the time Rhea returns, there's your program. There's your program for SummerSlam or maybe for Survivor Series. But I think this gives them a chance to kind of do a reset in the women's division on Raw, because one of the things that I've said before during Rhea's title reign is that wala siyang kontrapelo. There's no one on the roster who is credible, maybe aside from Becky, but Becky was busy doing other things at that point that I could see going toe-to-toe with Rhea Ripley. So this gives them a chance to build someone else or you know, develop someone else to be the solid number two to Rhea's number one. So, and as of right now, I am seeing Liv as that possible, the yung contrapelo to Rhea. So I'm going with Liv Morgan.
Ikaw, Ro.
Hey, the answer is nobody, because nobody's been built up. Obviously, the answer here is going to be Liv. That's the smart money. Pero I want to piss people off and say either Maxine Dupri para mainis yung mga haters, or actually a more serious joke suggestion is Nia Jax. So Nia Jax has been really good in the past weeks or past couple of months that she was being highlighted before WrestleMania, before they pivoted to Becky and Rhea. So I think deserve naman ni Nia Jax to have a small run, be the bully of the women's division on Raw. Tapos, just hold it for someone to be built up, diba? I do think she deserves it. I think unless she's injured, like I say, I haven't seen her since Elimination Chamber. I think she didn't show up.
May backstage interview naman siya nung Raw.
This Raw.
Yeah.
So I think she deserves to go for it. They did bring her back for a reason, and it is to piss off yung mga tao. And then she proved them wrong. She proved that she can get better. So why not? I don't see anyone else kasi. Like, it's time for someone else to dominate din.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Chino, sinong bet mo?
I would say Nia din. Nia, naisip ko lang din yun nung na-realize ko hindi ko pala sinagot yung tanong mo. Nia is actually the best pick for me right now. Kasi tama nga. Diba? She's the bully. She's the for lack of a better term, the head of the table right now. Kasi siya na yung pinakamalaki dyan. Diba? And yes, she doesn't make the strongest case kasi nandun pa si Liv Morgan. But wouldn't it read better if you had, say, a Liv Morgan who is deserving of the title shot but has it taken away yet again from her? Fight back only to be in that same spot again? Parang mas maganda din siya as an underdog because that's essentially what Liv is during the first parts of her career. Diba? With Nia Jax, tama din, deserving din siya because she has been she's been proving herself to be a proven commodity in the women's division. So tama lang din sa akin na makita natin siya with the belt for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Let's say hi to Norvin, one of our first time viewers. Hey, Norvin. Thank you for joining us here on the Wrestling Podcast. Let us know kung paano mo kami na-discover, paano mo kami nahanap. Oh,
drop it in the comments.
Mm-hmm. While you do that, let's go to the next one. Let's talk about Chad Gable and that epic heel turn. So some of us here were talking about how Chad Gable was going to beat Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. But no, that didn't happen. Instead, habang nagsiselebrate si Sami at ringside with his family, he was literally kissing or like hugging his wife. And then Chad Gable grabbed him from behind, hit him with a German suplex. Inangkle lock pa siya nang nakapatiwarik dun sa top rope right in front of his crying wife. So that was a great heel turn to end Monday Night Raw. It kind of reminded me of the NXT takeovers of old where kala mo Chiron na, diba? That was my fake out pala like Triple H would regularly do. So Emil, what do you think about the way that they turned Chad Gable heel?
The way they turned him heel is perfect. Like when we were predicting WrestleMania, I said na Chad is gonna get involved and turn heel on Sammy. But I'm glad that they let Sammy have his moment at WrestleMania and then have this heel turn happen literally a week later. Kasi parang ano eh, parang at least di naman sapaw dun sa moment ni Sammy. And this was set up perfectly. Kasi akala, yun din, like you said, akala ko patapos na yung show. Like, I was looking at the clock, and it was like 10:59 when Chad did the suplex, which shocked me because I thought, okay, they're gonna wrap up the show, and probably the heel turn is gonna happen next week or in a couple of weeks. But they did it right then and there, which was perfect, and it was hometown ni Sammy, so there was extra heat there that the crowd really booed the hell out of Chad Gable. So this was the perfect place and time to do it, and I'm glad that they were able to pull this off.
Mm-hmm. Chino, where does this leave Maxine Dupri and Otis?
I think that will be the story moving forward. That would be where we need to watch what happens because hindi sila included dun, I think, at this point. Hindi sila included dun sa decision ni Chad Gable to turn on Sami Zayn, di ba? If anything, hindi very minimal din yung involvement nila with Sami Zayn during the training montages that they've been doing as the build-up to Mania. So, I don't know kung mag-heel turn din sila. I'm pretty sure this might mean that Chad might have to distance himself from what was Alpha Academy. Kasi magsasalagin din na siya going on his own solo run. And I think it's better for him to do that on his own. And I think it's better for him to do a solo career, solo run as a heel champion without anybody behind his back. Kasi doon na pumapasok yung play niya na insecure siya, na hindi niya kinaya yung pressure, diba? Na kinaya na siya ng emotions niya, or whatever other things people have been saying about him. So I think mas ma-amplify yun when he distances himself from everybody else. Also, can we talk about that entrance that Sami Zayn did? My God.
Oh yeah.
Yun yung pinapaboritong part of this whole thing. The Rocky style montages, the entrance that they did where they just pulled out and we saw the whole arena cheering for Sami Zayn. Talagang ang ganda tingnan. And the way Sami just yung sinama nila with Jey Uso, and I didn't know what they were doing. Why were they still following Jey? Tapos biglang may moment pala siya with Sami Zayn. Just a whole just the creative leaps that the WWE is taking right now, never expected it to happen in a million years. And I'm so happy that it's happening now.
Okay, it's time to address Iger's comment here. Nauso na raw ang parang post-credit scene sa WWE. Nope. Real NXT fans know that this has been a thing for a while now. We have been doing this for 10 years. And ironically, Sami Zayn was the first recipient of the dreaded Chiron fake-out heel turn. So, I can tell that you haven't seen NXT Black and Gold. So, eto na yan. This is what Triple H has brought to the company, to the main roster. And it has been going on for a while now. Pero, yes, Norvin's right. Never trust the copyright logo. Never, ever trust. Especially in the Triple H era. Kapag hindi pa top of the hour, hindi pa 11 o'clock sakto, and make copyright logo na, you know something's up. And was I not right or was I not right? Nobody wears suits for no reason. Nobody starts wearing suits in WWE for no reason at all. So when the
but
moment...
But si John Cena, nagsusuit naman eh.
Oh, ah. Then he turned heel in 2020. 2019, was it? 2019?
Cena?
Yeah, the about when he came out as the Doctor of Thugonomics.
Yeah, that was WrestleMania in 2019. Yeah.
Against Elias.
Yeah, so nobody starts wearing suits for no reason, especially when that someone is Chad Gable. But I wrote a Raw review that I wish it didn't have to be a heel turn. I mean, they were right. Chad Gable had a family. He was wrestling for his family, and then it's kind of heartbreaking and annoying and lazy. And the way to get him over to get him to the next level is to turn him heel. But we just saw him wrestle with his daughter, and his daughter cried for him when he lost. That was gonna throw it all away to turn him heel. That's why I don't like yung particular decision to do this. But I get it as well. Apparently, you can't be goofy and you can't be a serious wrestler that wins. The law of the land says that you have to be an asshole to do it, which is why MSG turned heel, I suppose. So I get that this is the next level. I hope that they do elevate him like the way I do hope na magiging Gunther level na rin siya. Kasi, you know, I think we all know that he is capable of that shit. This guy is an Olympian wrestler. And I hope that they don't waste this goodwill. So there was a lot of goodwill. There were a lot of people wanting to cheer for Chad Gable, but we're not getting the opportunity to cheer for Chad Gable. And I feel that we're going to get, you know, the heel turn for a little while. That was he's going to win a lot. And then the crowd will love him so much that there's no choice but for him to go back to being a face. Say, well, people want to cheer this guy. I don't see the... I see it, but I also don't agree with it. Yung business decision to turn heel.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think in the comments about turning Chad Gable heel and this ongoing story with the Intercontinental Championship. For now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the new World Tag Team Championships. But first, let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Hey, it's Nikki Porter. And I'd like to invite you to catch the episodes of Nuggets of Nikki, a podcast where I share bite-sized insights as a relationship coach. Because in case you haven't noticed, healthy relationships these days seem very hard to come by. Everyone seems to be dealing with their own ish, right? They don't want to commit when they deep down want a relationship. They want to connect with their partner, but they ignore them instead. They know that something's bothering them, but they don't tell their partner, so they resent them over time. You know, the usual stuff. So how do we navigate through all of that, especially if you want a relationship that lasts? Well, as cliche as it sounds, it really, honest to God, begins with you. Through each episode, we'll work through all the different variables at play that might be keeping you from becoming an empathic partner by first figuring out how you can be a worthy partner for yourself. If this sounds like your type of podcast, be sure to give Nuggets of Nikki a follow. Then let's get to it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, we got new World Tag Team Championships, at least in the Paul Levesque era. Na-retire na yung Raw Tag Team Championships, and I guess that also means na yung SmackDown Tag Team Championships will be renamed. And I think it's only right that they revert to the old WWE Tag Team Championship name din, diba? To mirror what it was two decades ago in the Ruthless Aggression era when the Raw Tag Team titles were the World Tag Team Championships and then the WWE tags were on SmackDown. So what do you think about this rebrand starting with these championships, Emil?
I think one of the reasons why we're having this rebrand is also for convenience pagdating sa draft. So that, kasi dati ginagawa nila, if the SmackDown tag team champions go to Raw, they will just do a title exchange. So dito, like, it doesn't matter which brand it is. Like, it's if it's on Raw, if it's SmackDown, if they're the tag team champions, they're gonna retain the titles. So wala na tayo yung mga awkward title exchanges na mangyayari. And second, it was time to get rid of those penny-looking titles. I mean, this is something that I think a lot of fans has been requesting for a while. And sakto, it's a new era, so it's just fitting that we're having these brand new titles. A lot of people are saying it looks like a pepperoni pizza. I don't mind it. I don't mind the look of the titles. It's something new. They obviously modeled it around the World Heavyweight Championship kasi nga, it's a Raw championship. So I'm also looking forward to how the SmackDown titles would look. So malalaman natin yan, I think, this upcoming Saturday.
Yeah. Ikaw, Ro, which sets of championships did you prefer? Yung Raw Tag Team titles or these World Tag Team titles?
I was in the minority when I say I like yung Lumang belts. I enjoy how they stand out when they were copper and then now silver and then now this. But I get it. I understand that people like gold. People like this, the look of gold. And sure, let's keep that. These belts are obviously throwbacks to a simpler time when belt designs weren't super complicated, and they're straight up circular. Tapos the straps are thin. That's a really, really old school look, and that makes makes them look small. And then the plate, comically oversized, but I think as long as they're gold, people will love it. And they're not bad looking. Pangit sila dun sa picture, pag picture lang, pag hindi sila kasing detailed when they don't look as detailed as this. So it's not bad. I do think they are distinct in the way they're designed. But what I like most about it is the reversion to the name World Tag Team Champions. Championship. Kasi yun yung kinagisna natin nung bago tayong wrestling fans. Eh, diba? So it makes sense to me. This makes sense to me. And I think Triple H is deliberately hearkening back to the times when he was on top.
Not that any of us are complaining. But Gina, I want to go to you and ask about the comedy of it all, because the way that this segment ran, diba, R-Truth turned up the stupidity of his character all the way up to 15, and everyone else was just so exasperated.
No, parang hindi ko alam na pati pala si Triple H sasakay din dun sa kalokohan ni R-Truth. It was funny, honestly, to see somebody like Triple H, who is essentially the boss now, be part of this shenanigans, diba? Na parang pati siya confused din siya kay R-Truth. I don't really know how far they're willing to go with this shucks character that he's trying to pull off, na parang hindi niya kinilala ng tao.
He's been doing it for like a decade at this point.
Yeah, it's been quite some time. So, nakakatawa siya, yes, but then at the same time, nakakapagod na din. Eh. Parang iniisip po, bobo eh. Diba? Ako, that's what I thought. Dumatating na ako sa points na, oh my God, he's gonna play this card again. He's gonna act dumb again. And it's funny, yes, it's entertaining, but it doesn't really help the comedian, especially if you're laughing at the person and not with the person. Diba? I mean, I guess hindi yun naman yan yung role ni R-Truth dito sa situation at all. But the comedy fan in me just wants a little bit more in terms of the comedy that he delivers.
Mm-hmm. That's why R-Truth's shtick is good in small doses. If you get it like every week, siyempre, magkakaroon din na umay factor. Kasi,
but too bad, like, he's champion right now, so you're gonna get him every week.
Yun yan. Yeah. So, darating tayo sa point na people are gonna start to complain about R-Truth.
They were complaining nung Judgment Day run niya, diba? That's one of the
that was just me. No, it was really over. It was just me. As much as I, want to agree with that, it was just me.
Silent minority pala itong si Ro with regard to complaining about R-Truth. Switching gears, let's show some love to Seamus, the honorary Pinoy, Chos. Because he has returned and yung unang pinansin ng mga tao sa internet is yung katawan ni Seamus na parang, oh, bakit ang taba ni Seamus ngayon? Di siya as jacked as most wrestlers when they come back from injury. So, Ro, what do you think about this this chatter from wrestling Twitter? Kasi ang daming kuda eh.
Apparently, somebody photoshopped Sheamus's photo and then made him look fatter than he really is. When I saw that match, when I saw him come on, I noticed that he wasn't as lean as before. He wasn't as jacked as before. But he also wasn't as comically obese or, you know, dad body picture na umikot sa social media. So that was pretty mean because he doesn't look bad. He just isn't cut. And when you have a neck injury like that, I think it could be forgiven that you're not in your best model-esque shape ever. Diba? Parang, come on, guys. And it's ironic because a lot of the people commenting on his body is what? Not in anywhere close to being in TV ready shape, you know, shirtless skin shape. Parang, like, shut the fuck up, guys. Who the hell are you to say that Sheamus isn't fit? I mean, yes, you can argue now, okay, he wasn't as cardiovascularly fit, but you can't also comment on that when you've never set foot into the ring and you don't know the demands, the physical demands, the cardiovascular demands that being, that moving in the ring makes on you or on your body. So that's totally not fair. Leave him alone. We're already blessed enough with more, months and years of Sheamus in the ring. Because he just said a while back that 2 months ago, he wasn't sure kung retired, kung mag-retire na siya talaga. Kasi his injury was getting bad and then they found a way to have him recover. So I'm really happy about that. And a lot more people are happy because Sheamus is good and they're finally coming around to how Sheamus is medyo underrated in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Chino, they brought back his old theme written in my face and they segued it dun sa entrance na ginagamit niya alongside the Brawling Brutes. Did you like that song?
I liked it. I appreciated the throwback. Nung nakita ko siya, I was actually taken aback for a bit. Kasi tagal ko hindi narinig yung song na yun. And I see the fella walk out and do his thing. And then I was like, oh, they brought it back. So it was a nice throwback to how it was for Sheamus. So yeah, ang ganda din that they're acknowledging the history that he's brought to the WWE, you know, and how yun, yeah, he's pretty underrated as a superstar. You're talking about a former Money in the Bank player, former multiple-time champion here in Sheamus. So ang ganda na they're really acknowledging that he is a very accomplished superstar, albeit a very much older superstar.
One last point here, and I want to go to you, Emil. How big is it that Sheamus apparently was wearing Venom gear because he's now sponsored by Venom?
That's good. Means if he's sponsored, then that's money for him. It's, you know, muscle time to Sheamus. You know, I like the gear, by the way. When I first saw it, like, wow, it's such an upgrade over what he was wearing before he came back. So mukhang the green, I like the greenish look. And I really digged it. So, so turns out he was sponsored. So good for him.
It also means that other wrestlers can be sponsored now, which was a big thing back in the Vince McMahon era. Hindi sila allowed to wear their brands, the things that they do on the side on WWE TV. So at least now, there's more room for revenue for wrestlers, especially since they're still considered independent contractors.
Baka na maraming magtaka in the comments or you know listening to the podcast. Bakit ba natin tinatawag na Pinoy or kababayan si Sheamus? He married a Pinay, okay? So yon. That's
right.
The connection.
That's right. He is the honorary AFAM.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, last bit of WWE before we predict AEW Dynasty. NXT is reportedly being positioned as the third brand yet again. So we've got the draft happening at the end of the month. If you can see the logo of the WWE draft, the yellow at the bottom clearly alludes to NXT. And it's probably one of the reasons why Ava is now being seen as well as in the same room as Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce. She's in the room where it happens. So Chino, What do you think about this? Because we kind of already saw it in 2019, back when we did that three-way Survivor Series. And then after that, WWE pulled the plug and relegated NXT back to developmental status.
Sana sabihin niya kay The Rock, Mama Johnson, look at me now, Mama Johnson. Ganun niya yung tatay niya. Because it would be so funny. Pero, jokes aside, I like how they're going back to that and treating NXT as an equal in this partnership, because it also allows for more underutilized, sabihin na natin, underutilized superstars from either brands of the quote-unquote main roster to jump to NXT and not have it feel like a demotion or like an overseas trip, you know? Because it's on equal footing now. So may mga wrestlers din na pupunta sa NXT that can actually be part of NXT and still be part of the quote-unquote main roster here. Diba? We also have a pay-per-view, Survivor Series, happening towards the end of the year. Basta na ibalik na nila ulit yung Survivor Series that includes NXT as an equal participant in that pay-per-view. Kasi the times that they've done that, even before War Games, yung survival match nila ni Keith Lee, diba? That was one of my favorite Survivor Series of all time. So I kind of want that to happen for this year's Survivor Series as well.
Mm-hmm. But Ro, if NXT was treated like a third brand, what about the wrestlers who are really just developing? People like a lot of these new guys that they picked up from like the NIL program, the Lola Vices of the world, who are transitioning from like an entirely different discipline.
Halatang hindi kayo nanonood ng NXT Level Up. So that's the new developmental to NXT. Yeah. But I think NXT is still going to be developmental. Like, if you remember the days of WWE CW, it was the young brand that they put the new guys in, the straight from FCW guys in. It can still be a third brand and still be developmental. But like, if the thing about NXT is that they have been stockpiling the brand with a lot of veterans that even if they deserve to go up to the main roster, we're adding space on the main roster. Like, you've seen guys like Carmelo Hayes. We saw him on SmackDown earlier this year. And then he's not on SmackDown anymore. That because there is no space for him. And Bron Breakker was also called up. Tapos ngayon lang din siya ginagamit talaga because he had to, you know, finish out his obligations as NXT Tag Team Champion. And then you have Dragon Lee, who got called up and then didn't do anything for a while because he was also NXT North American Champion. So at this point, it's a good idea. I think Triple H had the right idea naman to make it the indie third brand, the ROH of WWE. And then just Vince just got on him and said no, because no, you still need developmental. But at this point, the way to develop yung mga inexperienced wrestlers is really to put them side by side with yung mga indie veterans who don't need to learn as much. You need to polish up your game a little bit. You need to, you know, mature, quote unquote, as a wrestler. Pero other than that, you don't need to do that much work. So you have an idea of how to be a pro wrestler already. So obviously, if I were Adam Pearce or Nick Aldis, hindi ko naman i-draft yung mga super baguhan, diba? Like, I'm not gonna go draft like Trey Bearhill or whatever, or Luca Crucifino na kaka-graduate lang from NXT Level Up. So, it's still a developmental brand. It's just a developmental brand where it's okay to stock the old guard, the established veterans.
How wild would it be if during the draft, Ava says, I draft the undisputed WWE champion, Cody Rhodes?
Why the fuck not? Right? I would assume that by the end, unless the champions are locked, which we, I don't know, we didn't, I don't know, that's ever happened, but the champions are locked to the brand.
Parang hindi. Parang matik lang na.
I think I remember one draft na nagpalit lang sila ng champions.
Yeah, exactly.
Diba?
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Emil, who do you want to see from the main roster get drafted to NXT, since NXT is going to be an active participant in the draft this year?
Probably someone who needs a lot of momentum. The Final Testament could really use NXT because their run has fell flat so far in the main roster. So I would like to see them be dominant in NXT. Possibly, who else? someone from the mid card who could get some time there and revitalize their run, kind of like what we saw with Baron Corbin. So probably Shinsuke Nakamura. I kind of want to see Shinsuke in NXT again, because they really tried. They really tried with Shinsuke on Raw this past year, but they keep pummeling it. So a run in NXT might help him. So those are the two names that, off the top of my head, could use NXT.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let us know what you think about the draft. Sino yung mga gusto yung malipat ng brands as we get towards this year's version of the draft. That's going to do it for part one of our live stream. So in part two, you're going to hear about our predictions for AEW Dynasty. Siyempre, pag-usapan na rin natin yung mga ganap sa AEW coming out of Dynamite from the most recent episode. So that episode should be up on your feeds, whether it's on Spotify or your favorite podcatchers. But until then, we're going to be ending this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all the work that they do behind the scenes. For Ro Moran, Chino Liao, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH, my name is Dan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
Peace. The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.